Catch up on Husey and Kate in comfort and style with a pair of Skechers new Go Run Mojo trainers. See the range at Skechers.com.au.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this? 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this? Gather around on the radio now for
the Husey and Kate catch up.
Oh, yes, good afternoon and welcome to the day that we get to the tingles.
Oh, yes, this be the very day, the day that we call Thursday.
Yes, we love Thursday. Love it every day. It comes up every week.
We love it. Most of us pronounce it Thursday.
I say
it's
Thursday.
Tingly Thursday.
Well, I like to say Thursday.
Well, you've been in this country quite a long time.
There's an H in it, isn't it? So let's use it. Hi, big, big show. Apart from that great segment, Katie.
Glorious, glorious show.
Oh, sweet. Wait, and someone hands me a rundown, I'll know exactly what's happening.
Oh, I'll tell you what's on.
Oh, look, well, I was there in the preparation, don't get me wrong.
Were you?
You know I was.
You know about Hollywood Hughes coming to visit?
Yeah, well, yes. One great artist, the greatest artist of our generation, possibly, the way she travels.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Hollywood Hughes, and I was going to say I heartily concur.
No, he's...
And, of course, we've got to discuss just a little bit, just enough on a need-to-know basis, The Bachelorette last night.
Yeah, I missed last night's
episode. I've got
you
something
need to, get
to bring
me.
To you that I think will delight you.
Well, as long as it's the demise of Bill, that cad.
I'm just intrigued by him.
Bill?
Not really intrigued.
I saw him at the basketball the other day. I should have went up to him and confronted him.
He wouldn't have been at the basketball.
I saw Bill at the basketball. Pretty sure I saw Bill at the basketball.
I don't think you saw Bill at the basketball.
I saw Bill at the basketball.
It's very unusual to meet someone called Bill, isn't it?
At the basketball?
At the basketball. Now, you apparently last night did something incredible, and only incredible for you, because as I rack my brain, I can't think of you ever having done this before. Instant dislike to someone.
Yeah, when we come back, I'm going to tell you why I took an instant dislike to someone I'd never met before. And he didn't insult me, so that's usually the reason why I would. But for someone who didn't insult me, how? Why didn't I like him?
Why? How do you get off on Husey's bad side?
Husey and Kate.
In the time that I've known you, which is nearly forever, I've not known you to take an instant dislike to anyone.
Oh,
instant?
Yeah, instant, which I'll talk about that in a minute. But remind me of someone
you like
an instant dislike to.
If someone comes in with a good vibe, you're
Yeah, I'm trying to be zen. You know, I've got this zen thing going on, which is working pretty well, I reckon, in general. I'm pretty zen. But last night I was on a plane, Katie, and lucky enough to be in the front row of the plane. So that was lucky.
Were you? Were you?
I wasn't flying it, no. Front row of the passenger section. No, not front row. Yeah.
No.
Well, it's just behind the front row. Yeah, so that's all
someone
very
else paying, that's what I take away from that.
Absolutely, someone else paying.
Good,
Yeah. But then a guy sat beside me and just instantly I didn't like him. Just instantly. He didn't speak to me, and I'm happy. I don't think it was because he didn't speak to me. I'm pretty sure it wasn't,
You mean because he didn't recognise you?
Yeah, I don't think that's the reason I didn't like him.
Because sometimes you can be.
Yeah, I'm insecure and want to be loved by everyone.
Desperately insecure.
Yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm. I think more the zen I'm getting, the less I'm worrying about that. I'm wearing sunglasses now to try to,
But remember the other week you wouldn't tip the taxi driver because he recognised George Kalambaras, who walked in front of the car, and he was all excited and he didn't recognise you, and you made him give you the $2 back from the $18 fare from a $20 note.
Yeah, I do, but that was also because he'd been speaking on his mobile phone in another language as we were driving.
That wasn't. You don't care about that. That's traditional for a taxi driver.
Generally, I would ignore that, except as George Kalambaras walked past, he said, "Do you even know who that is?" To us. Well, you were in that cab as well, weren't you?
Yes, but I wasn't offended by it.
Well, do I even know who that is? And we said, "Yes, we do, mate. We know who that is."
Anyway, tell me what happened where this guy was to you like
his
general
attitude,
Makona, and you took an instant dislike, like instant
just
coffee.
Feel like he had an attitude that was not good, and the way that are you going to have what are you going to have for dinner? The way he answered the flight attendant, I didn't like.
What did he say?
I didn't
his tone.
He didn't use manners. I think people should use manners wherever they are.
You cut your toenails on the office desk.
Yeah, but I don't say, do you mind? That's got nothing to do with it. people should just say, yeah, please and thank you, no matter what situation they're in. And what I loved is that the guy lost his mobile phone down the side of the...
Oh!
And I was barracking for him to never find it. So at the end of the flight, he's on his hands and knees... searching for this mobile phone, and I stepped over him to get out.
What is that?
I just stepped over him, and then I just grabbed my bag up the top and said, oh, I'm out first, mate. I didn't say anything. I just left him lying there trying to find his phone underneath.
So hang on a minute. Let's just back up. So he didn't say anything when he sat down.
No, it was just a general vibe. I didn't like him.
And that made you dislike him.
I didn't like him. I didn't like that guy.
What sort of guy was he?
The flight attendant found his phone and he did not say thank you to the flight attendant.
I found that impossible.
I swear to God that happened. And then we're walking out of the airport and I was walking the same way as him, and there was two exits ways to get out. So I'm going to go the other way. And I went the other way and I walked into a dead end to walk away from this guy. Anyway, whatever. I didn't like the guy. I think first impressions count. And except that was one time where that didn't count for me. When I first met Osher Gunsberg, I didn't like him, but now
No, that was the whole nation's experience with Osher.
Yeah, but remember when he came into our radio studio?
Terrible. He was terrible. But now he's lovely.
He's lovely. Can it be turned around?
Yes, it can be.
So, I mean, I believe, Jack, you're someone who instantly hates people. Yeah.
It annoys my wife greatly because I do it all the time, but then I end up becoming my best friends. One guy, literally, I met him for the first time, I do not like this guy. So I told my wife about him. I even pretty much had a fight with the guy the first time I met him.
What?
And then he ended up becoming one of my best men at my wedding.
So it was in your bridal party?
Yeah.
And you hated him when you first met him?
I hated him.
You nearly have a fight about?
I can't even really remember, but it was one of those blokes. I've met him four times. Every time I met him, he would introduce himself and say, oh, hey, mate, I'm Daniel. And I'd be like, yeah, I've met you four times, dude.
Maybe he's been
that is annoying when people don't remember you.
Oh, you two are shocking.
But then, it became one of my best mates. So
we're looking for positive stories here, Katie. You
so
hated
you're
someone.
Where it's turned around. Well, I've got that with one of my best friends.
Tell us when we come back.
All right.
You hated someone initially.
And it turned around. 13, 10, 60. You hated them, but then you loved them.
Turn around last
night.
You started it with a rotten story. Because the topic should be, who have you taken an instant dislike to based on nothing?
Or either
and
way.
And you've maintained into the next day.
Well, that's true.
Kizzy and Kate.
I just don't like you. I don't like anything about you.
You're the worst.
13, 10, 60.
Okay. I was on a plane. Instant dislike to the guy next to me, and it was happy when he lost.
For no reason.
Happy when he lost his phone.
You've really given us nothing.
Disappointed when he found it.
To work off. What was it? What did he look like?
He was a businessman.
He was well dressed.
He wasn't
that
well dressed.
Was he wearing a suit? He wasn't that well dressed. You child.
Didn't have the jacket on. Just had the shirt. But anyway, it was something about his attitude. Probably about my age.
Arrogant?
Mid-40s. I felt like he was arrogant.
But Katie, he was shy, chronically shy.
I didn't get a chance to like him, though, because we walked off into the night. But you, Katie, you had an instant dislike to who?
To one of the people who's one of my best girlfriends now. In fact, who's my daughter's godmother, Alice.
Why? What was the reason you instantly didn't like her?
Well, it was twofold. One, I thought that she might be trying to crack on to my boyfriend.
Who's now your husband?
Who's now my husband.
Well, he's handsome, so that would happen a lot.
He worked in but she had no interest. She
he's
had
also
her own boyfriend,
friendly
who
as well.
She's now married to.
He's friendly too.
He's friendly. But also,
women,
it was
women
a bit
warm
strange.
To him.
But the main reason, men warm to him too.
Women warm to him.
But men love him.
Oh, women love him.
Yeah, they love him. You love him, don't you?
He's the best.
Men love him. Yeah. I know this will annoy you, Husey, but he's the sort of man that men love.
Well, I'm not saying they don't.
Anyway, and the other thing that annoyed me about her was she had really good posture.
Too straight.
And it made me think, I don't know, I just thought she was a different sort of person than she is. She's got stunning posture. Now her posture is one of my favourite things about her, but at the time I thought she was a bit hoity-toity.
Yeah, my wife's got great posture, you know that, don't you?
Yeah, but she doesn't seem at all hoity-toity.
But Richard Branson...
Arty-farty, though.
Remember when Richard Branson complimented my wife's posture?
Yes, and you took a dislike to Richard Branson for that as well.
Because he ignored me and we were having dinner, me and my wife having dinner together, and Richard Branson walked up to us and said to my wife, you've got great posture, and like, well, who am I, mate? I'm here as well. I haven't got a praise. She's my wife. I think he must have thought that she was my carer or something. I'm not sure what he thought.
I disliked Alice so much that when we bumped into each other in Thailand, by totally by accident, we're in Bangkok at Khao San Road and we're in a hotel and she was there at the counter and Peter went, oh, hi, and was saying her hello to a friend of hers that I just waved and pretended I was reading a newspaper, but it was a Thai newspaper and I was actually holding it upside down. Yeah. But I just didn't want to have to get up and say hello. No,
you don't.
I
don't. When you don't like someone, you don't hide it. You're not very good at hiding your dislike.
Aren't I?
No.
I've fooled you for 17 years.
Well, maybe you are good at it. Natalie, did you initially not like someone?
Yes. I actually, it was my husband.
Really?
Yes. I mean, that's the opposite. Generally, you end up hating your husband, but you like him at the start. So that's, you've gone the other way around, have you?
We were working together at a supermarket and we met in the lunchroom and he was asking me about myself and I was giving him some information and he's like, oh, that's a bit terrible. So, you know, asking me all these questions, I was like, oh, I don't really like this guy. You know, he's a bit abrupt and rude and obnoxious.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Yeah.
And? Like the guy last night on the plane.
A couple months later, we fell in love.
What? You've got a type.
Yeah.
Obnoxious.
That's a happy ending.
Well, yes. I mean, it looks like they've been together for quite a while. Luke.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, we're great. What's the story?
I was playing footy in under 18s, and obviously the two footy clubs hated each other, and the guy I was playing on, we were just straight from the get-go, just did not like each other, niggling, all that. Anyway, in about the third quarter, he took a huge specky on me.
Oh, embarrassing.
So humiliating.
So I took the ball out of his hands and threw it in his face. And as I sort of turned around, he quickly swung one at my head and got me one in the head. And it started to get into a bit of a brawl. And then at the end of the game, we sort of saw each other in front of the sort of canteen there and shook hands and said, oh, you know, you got a good one, I got a good one, and since then he's been my best man, we've been best mates ever since.
That's a wonderful story.
I love it. Husey, you'll have to get married again just so the guy off the plane can be your best man.
I should have hooked him though, and that would have been the start of a great relationship. Husey
and Kate. You know how we were talking about taking an instant dislike to someone where you I don't want to encourage you to tell your half-baked story again because there was just nothing to hang on to. But I had an opposite experience watching The Bachelor or the bits of it that I've seen.
So you loved someone and now you don't.
I thought Bill was all right. I couldn't understand why that angry guy kept trying to slag him off.
Charlie.
Yes. Because he seems all right.
But we found out last week that Bill is
terrible.
Yeah, he's overseas right now, so we can say what we like.
His parents? Is he overseas with his parents?
What he did last week to Ali was unbelievable. And we had her on, and I don't think she really clocked what he did.
No,
is Ali in a daze a lot of the time, or is it?
Well,
is she,
you know what? I think she's just wondering where her next pash is going to come from because she has got kissing fever, and I'm going to prove it to you next.
She didn't kiss Bill last night, did she, after what he did last
week? No, I actually thought she might, but she did go outside with him. Here's the thing, after treating her like a bit of toilet paper that was stuck on the bottom of his shoe.
Come on, Ellie.
Then when she let him go last night, he acted so devastated.
Did he?
Yes. He was like, bloody really? Weirdo. He said, I'm gutted.
I need to hear this.
Yes. Right. No, you're not going to hear that. You're going to hear her kissing people.
All right.
Which she has done more of. Than just about any other bachelorette in history. The Husey and Kate catch-up.
Husey and Kate. Bachelorette, we're up to the final episode tonight.
Mm-hmm. Ali, and then one of them says something to her tonight. Who's left? Tate and the beardy guy?
The young bloke.
The 26-year-old. Beard.
Handsome bloke, young
one
bloke.
One of them's got a pierced nose.
Is that Tate?
I think Tate's got a pierced nose. Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, you're a terrible.
That was revolting.
Why would you do that disgusting. To the microphone?
I didn't know what to do.
Do you know what? You're enough of a pig to end up on The Bachelorette.
Oh, look, I want Ali to be happy because I think she's a lovely person, but I just think that she just has real trouble finding a good man.
All right, here's my theory.
Mm.
part of the reason, like I've never heard anyone utter the phrase more, I'm going to do things differently. I've got to learn from my mistakes. I'm not going to repeat the mistakes of my past than she has. She says it 8 times an episode.
Yeah.
And then proceeds to make the same mistake that she's made, presumably in the past. Firstly, by not kissing people too quickly, which apparently she's had a problem with in the past. Just had this little taste of how she travelled through this show.
This time I want to take things a bit slower than I'm known for.
First episode.
So much for taking things slow. And his kiss just knocks my socks off. And a new obstacle for us was how many kisses can we get in this course? There is something that I've been thinking about doing all day. Oh, it was so nice. Thank you. I just feel like kissing you. I'm sorry. I have to be careful, though. I'm taking things slower this time.
Hold that side.
He's an extremely good kisser. Hey, at least I'm predictable.
All right, every single one of those kisses, except the last one, was with someone she ended up letting go from the show.
Yeah, she's a very keen on kissing.
She loves kissing. Like, she really loves it. She said she was going to take things slow, and then she kissed the guy at the first episode mid-air in the first ever date, remember?
Yeah, no, she kissed a lot.
All right. So last night, one of the guys who she'd kissed, Bill, she let him go. Such a rotter. He was such a rotter. He acted like he had no interest in her at all.
Should have kicked him out last week with Charlie. Should have done a double whammy.
Straight away.
Kick them both out.
On the so-called home visit, he told her that his parents were overseas, and then he made her have a home visit at the home of a girl that he'd been dating, who he met at the dog park.
Yeah, and the girl grilled poor bloody Ellie.
Yes.
And then we find out that Bill had been bloody kissing the girl. And who knows what else they'd been up to.
And last night he wouldn't admit that he wouldn't have told her that he was ever with Dog Girl, because he said there's a difference between that and dating.
What?
So he was never going to tell her.
Well, anyway. You don't have to tell people about people you meet at the dog park. I'll keep that in my repertoire then. Sorry, honey, we met at the dog park. It doesn't count.
Ask Bill.
Yeah.
Especially if you're making someone go to their house and be interrogated by them. Anyway,
shocking.
So she finally let him go. And I thought he'd be like, oh, whatever. Couldn't be bothered.
Skip down the road.
Back to the dog park. Yeah. No. Gutted. Ruined. Destroyed.
Really? Right now I feel shit. Yeah, I really did see a future with Ali, and from what I could see in her eyes and the energy that was coming off us and in between us, I thought there was something really there.
Did you, Bill?
Why did you take it to a dog park woman's house? You couldn't get past dog park woman's, even Ali and her desire to kiss everyone.
Yes.
I think in the back of her mind said, I can't take him further because of dog park woman's home visit.
But also, how is he? What a modern poet. I feel like shit.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
And good afternoon to you all. It is one day for Husey and Kate Langbrook to drive you home.
Correct. Yeah.
The happy clap is doing a thing. Let her go. Throw her a fish. She'll gobble it down. No matter how it smells.
Well, I've just had some devastating news from our office.
I'm inspired by
you. Did you hear it? Did you?
Your blue cheese chat.
Were you listening in?
Yeah, I can listen in.
Yeah, I know, but I thought you were distracted on your phone. I never know what you hear. Of course, that conversation you heard. Okay, I bought some blue cheese.
Right.
And I was having it on crackers. The day before yesterday. They're trying to rewrite history here. Is today Thursday?
It is.
So Tuesday, I had blue cheese on crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the blue cheese didn't get put in the fridge.
Didn't. Yeah.
And so I was just in the fridge looking for it. I went, I'll have that as a tasty snack mid-afternoon. Mm. Little munchie. Gone. Blue cheese gone. I went, I can't find the blue cheese. Mr. Darcy, what did you tell me?
Threw it out, did you?
It sat there for 3 days and it was
very It wasn't three days. And by the way, what sort of office are you running if blue cheese is sitting there for 3 days?
after the 3 days, I thought, this is no good. It's in the bin.
Mr. Darcy, today's only Thursday, so it couldn't have been 3 days. It was 2 days. And also, what did I tell you? Blue cheese is already off.
Can I just ask this question? Is it meant to be refrigerated?
Of course, it's cheese, but it's
is blue all cheese meant to be? Is all cheese meant to be refrigerated?
Oh, not the Kraft in the blue box. Not that one. Not the pancake cheese. That comes wrapped in alfoil and sits on the shelf mysteriously with maple syrup and peanut butter.
Anyone
devastated?
If you don't know this about Kate Langbrook, well, she eats from bins. She once, most famously, once ate bread that someone else had thrown for ducks at a lake. And it was sitting on the ground and she ate it.
Oh, Jack, don't
we don't know
shocked.
How long it had
no,
been.
No, it was because I was pushing.
No, she fed it to a child. She fed it to a child.
Lewis and I, it was
she fed
when
it to a son.
He was just born.
Just unbelievable.
We were so hungry. I was honestly
homeless at the time.
No, I was honestly
we were so
light.
Hungry.
I was lightheaded. It was 5 kilometres around the lake. It was too much.
It was
much
a disgrace.
For me.
When we come back.
It was a big pile of bread
there's,
someone had put out. It wasn't just a.
There's no way to justify it. But when we come back, we're talking. There's a lot of pampering going on in this world at the moment. It's not all good pampering. When good pamperers go bad.
Yes. Really?
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
Hughie and Kate catch up.
Calvin Harris, Sam Smith, it's promises. It's Hughie and Kate promise to drive you home this afternoon.
Yes, we do, and it's a promise we will deliver on.
And when you get pampered, the promise is that you'll be relaxed and you'll be soothed and you'll
be
treated like a queen or a king.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a very precious experience.
A lot of pampering going on in this world.
Yeah, but not in our office.
Oh, Kate, you get looked after. So look at this blue cheese thing. You need to let it go. Now, Sasha French, our award-winning producer, one producer of the year at the Radio Awards only a couple of weeks ago.
Correct.
We're going to go that one now.
No.
Why would we? We'll hold it on until you lose the crown next year.
Okay. Okay.
So, or it's cemented onto her glorious Titian head.
Life isn't fair. Now, you had a massage with a friend, a group massage, was it? Two of you?
No, I was talking to a girlfriend today she was with another friend and she was quite upset and offended because they went for the massage, and when she was getting the massage, the lady was wearing gloves for the whole massage. So she was the body
very
and
unusual.
In the head and everything.
I've seen them do that with feet. Pedicurists wear them.
No, I think that's
fine.
I'm going to defend the masseuse there, and I think the masseuse must have had eczema. And so when a masseuse has got eczema.
Oh, but then that's the worst thing to put on their little dry.
I remember
hands.
Once getting a massage, with a glove.
Oh, yeah, that was a different time.
No, it wasn't.
Did that make you have a shower?
I didn't have eczema.
That's a different.
She had eczema. Can I tell you?
What?
I don't know if I've. I once had a massage, and I think I've told this story. I can't remember. Kate, I once had a massage, and the woman she passed wind really loudly.
No, she did not.
Louder
like
than
how
that,
you
Jack.
Belched
crank that
into
up.
The microphone earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
And she did apologise.
Well, what did she say?
Sorry.
Why are you getting a massage? I find this whole thing disturbing.
And I said, that's okay. That's okay. But it's not okay. You should not. Someone shouldn't let pass wind during a massage.
Well, I don't think they would do it intentionally, but by the same token, don't pretend that you haven't pfft one out on the table.
You can hold it back.
You're
but
lying down and you're getting massage, and often you're getting your tummy rubbed, and there'd be all sorts of eruptions that can't be helped.
But you have to hold on to it. As a professional massage
she
masseuse.
She was really throwing herself into her job.
Yeah, but that.
What exactly was her job?
That's okay.
Where
to
were
give
you getting
a massage?
Where?
It was a couple's
massage?
Ages ago, wasn't it? It was an on-own massage. And it was legit, right? There was no happy ending involved.
That's but really weird.
I just think it's inappropriate. Really inappropriate.
Well, it does take you out of the moment.
I'm way out of the moment.
It's not relaxing. However, what about this poor girl, Sasha's friend, who when the girl had her gloves on to give the massage, then gave her a head massage with the plastic gloves on, ripping at her hair?
Yeah, but again, I think that's an eczema situation. But it begs the question.
Jump what, straight to eczema.
I think it's an eczema situation.
It's not an eczema situation. Although the other girl you said
didn't have, when they were comparing massages afterwards, and she said, oh, that's odd, they were wearing gloves. And the other girl was like, no, mine wasn't.
Yeah, because she didn't have eczema. It's an eczema situation.
All right, 13, 10, 60. The question is, what happened when you were getting pampered?
Oh, yeah, pampering gone wrong.
Mm. That took you out of the moment.
Was it you, maybe, or was it the person who was pampering you?
Something went on in the, yes.
13, 10, 60. It's Husey and Kate.
The Husey and Kate catch up. Husey and Kate.
Pampering gone wrong.
So one of Sasha French, award-winning producer's friends, complained because her masseuse wore gloves.
And then gave her a head massage.
Then again, I...
And it, was it rips at your hair, Husey.
I'll reiterate that it's an eczema
situation. Why did you go straight
to
eczema?
Because it's happened.
Okay, it pop quiz. Spell eczema.
E-X-C-E-M-A.
No.
Well, how do you spell it?
I don't know how to spell it. That's why I asked you.
Do you know, Jack? Why was everyone saying no without it being
unspelled?
Isn't it
E-C-E-Z?
Yeah, something like that.
E-C-E-Z-E-M-A?
E-X-E-M-A? Eczema. All right, well, anyway, it's a debilitating disease. I've had it.
Bad, yes.
I had
where
it when
did
I worked,
you have it?
When I worked at an abattoir.
No, God. I mean, where did you have it?
On my hands. Shocking.
I think I had it on my hands.
Oh, cracked. When you your hands
barmaids
just crack.
Barmaids get it. Barmaids and around their rings.
Oh, and you crack open. Your hands crack open.
Did you have eczema around your ring?
No, around my ring finger.
Oh, you're not allowed to wear a ring at the abattoir.
My ring finger. No, that would be dangerous. Mm. You get your bloody finger pulled off.
Hello, Tegan.
Hello, Husey and Kate.
Now, you were supposed to be getting pampered, but something went wrong, Tegan.
No, I'm actually the one pampering. So I've got a massage and beauty business. So I've got millions of stories to tell.
Really?
Have you ever passed wind during a massage?
Never personally wet lips, but a lot of people have during my treatment.
Tegan, I know that in an ideal world that wouldn't happen, but I would imagine if you're a massage therapist and you're really throwing yourself into something, that suddenly there might be a little air pocket.
I just hold on. I don't think I could ever let myself.
No. Well,
how do you respond when someone on the table does it?
Ignore it. Unless they apologise and you just say, oh, don't worry, it happens all the time.
No. Yeah, well, I might be more relaxed from now on then if that's the case.
What? Anyway, no.
We didn't get to the story, though, did we?
No, we didn't. But she said she's got millions, which is always dangerous.
Well, give us one story.
Give us one story, Tegan.
People really hairy. There's some really hairy people out there. That's pretty gross. I'd rather them fart than hairy.
Yeah, right. To try and get your hands through it is hard.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so it's like trying to massage a gorilla. Not that we've got anything against exactly. gorillas, but...
No, but they don't generally go for massages because they must know. Jasper.
Hello. How are you going?
Well, we're superb, but I believe that you were getting pampered and something went wrong?
Yes, I went in for my first ever massage and I came in about 10 minutes in. It was only a really small massage parlour.
Yes,
and
yes.
some guy came in.
I don't call it a massage parlour, Jasper. Let's call it.
Men are allowed to get massages,
say
right?
Say the massage place.
God.
Yeah, went to the massage place.
Yeah, that's better. That's better. And, just in case your girlfriend or someone who loves you is listening.
Okay, sure. I went to the massage place and some guy decided to start doing his taxes. It was only tiny, right out outside my room and started doing his taxes out
what do
loud.
You mean?
He was on his computer and he had the taxation office on loudspeaker. And he was blaring out. He's all these numbers and crap to everyone.
Oh, that's so not
But
relaxing.
You know what? It's good to know that they're paying tax at those places. It's good. It's
was it one of the owners or was someone waiting to come in after
no,
you?
No, it was just some dude waiting to come in.
Oh, yeah, some other guy.
Yeah, oh, no, they're not paying wasn't, tax at those places.
I thought maybe the guy running the place was actually paying tax.
No, they're not stupid. All right.
Ari? What happened to Ari?
Oh, Ari. Ari? Arnie. Ari, hello. Hello?
No, we'll move on.
What's happened to
her? I don't know what's happened there. We'll go with Julie. Julie, what's the story?
I went away for a girls' weekend. There were three of us in one room having a massage.
Lovely,
and it was
fun.
All nice and quiet and we were enjoying it. until one of the girls opened her eyes and there was a huntsman above her bed. Mm. So she flew off screaming naked and then the rest of us followed. So it ruined the serenity.
Yes.
Three women running out of a massage place naked screaming. I mean, that doesn't look good for the masseuse, does it? Yeah. No. So.
Hughie and Kate catch up.
Driving you home on this tingly of Thursdays.
Welcome. Or should I say welcome?
Is it time? Where are the candles? Get the candles in here.
The candles are in. Can't you see them? They're behind my computer.
The lights need to come down.
Yes. We need to be dark. Mm. It's not happening yet,
no,
is it?
No, we're going to do it next.
Mm. All right, we've got to get prepared, people, for a tingly story.
Some people don't know, Hughie, what happens.
Right.
Goosebump time.
Hughie and Kate.
The lights have been turned off. The candles are lit. It's time to get a tingle.
Have you ever heard a story that sends shivers down your spine?
She got told they'd been dead for 40 years.
And they never knew who started that fire.
What is this place?
Tingly Thursday.
We don't know why. We don't know how. All we know is, on a Tingly Thursday, when someone tells us a story that connects with certain nerve endings of ours, we get goosebumps and we often get them at the same time.
We get tingly, basically. That's why it's called Tingly Thursday.
Jack's just choking on a cracker. Are you all right, Jack? Hang on.
Why are you eating on air? I've got no idea.
No,
sorry.
We wasn't. Now, he tried to finish it before we went on air.
Stop feeding people.
No, I...
We're doing a show.
After I was
It's a professional thing. We get paid.
When I was so
we're on air for 2 hours a day. There's 22 hours for the rest of the day where you can eat whatever you like.
Are
I don't care.
Are you getting paid?
Yes, absolutely.
Jack.
Monthly.
It's the first I've heard about.
He's getting paid.
I'm getting paid. Love.
Is everyone else getting paid?
Well, they shouldn't be, but I
no,
should.
They're not getting
and
paid.
I am.
No.
Now let's go. Lisa, what
Hello,
is your...
Hello, Lisa.
What's your story?
Hello.
Hello. What's your
We
story?
Can't wait for a tingle, yeah, Lisa.
We'll get to it. Yep, let's go. Let's go. Go for it, Lisa.
Hello?
Yep, go for it. Go.
Oh, you can... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we can hear you. Tell us your story,
okay,
Lisa.
Okay, great, great. All right. This is about my mom, who is Irish.
Mm.
And she passed away about 3.5 years ago. And I woke up one morning, it was about 3 weeks ago, and I had this dream about my mom. And, oh, sorry, I'm getting geared up. And and it was the music, the Wild Irish Rose, and my mom, I was playing bagpipes, and it was beautiful. I woke up in the morning, and my partner and I went for a walk on our property. It's 120 acres, right?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we're walking down, taking the dogs. We're almost down to the end of the property. It's about, you know, 40 minutes, whatever. And then we see this car driving up. So not very many, unless you're coming to our house, it's a dead end. You don't, there's nobody that drives on the road.
Right. Mm.
So it's driving up and I'm watching, I'm going, what, you know, what, who is that? So I turn around, I start walking up. And halfway up the road, the person stops and I can't kind of see them because I'm coming over the hill. And all of a sudden I hear these bagpipes. Right. And the same song.
What?
The Wild Irish Rose.
No.
Is yeah. And I'm walking up the hill, I'm going, am I dreaming? Like, it was like, okay, what's going
I've got
on,
a
right?
Yep.
Mate,
so I'm walking up the road, and here's this guy standing at the top of our first hill playing the bagpipes.
Sweet.
Lisa.
And I'm like, so I'm tearing up. I'm walking up the hill. I'm going, well, I don't know anybody that plays bagpipes, right? And so I walked up the hill, and he's still playing, and he's playing, and I'm waving at him. I'm giving him a thumbs up. I'm walking up. I'm starting to cry. And then I walk up to him. He stops playing, and I go, you know, who are you? What are you doing here? And he says, well, I was camped down the road and I'm going to some music festival, and so I thought to drive up our road is bizarre.
Yes.
Yeah,
we're at the back of another property. So it's not like
of happening the day you dreamed about your mother.
And playing the same song.
And so I'm standing there and we're having this talk, right? So I'm talking to him and I'm saying, oh my God, I'm crying because I had this dream, and you know, he was really lovely. And then he said, so I said, so you know, what are you doing? And he said, I said, do you know this person, this friend of mine that I've, and he said, yeah, I know this person. We play music together, so Irish music together. Mm. And I'm seeing him today. But it was just a really...
Yeah, no, it's just bizarre
really
that would happen.
Amazing.
Yeah, so I got a good
amazing.
Tingle then.
Amazing. And you know really what? Good not only the power of a mother, but the power of an Irish mother, Lisa.
That's right. That's
holy
right.
moly. Yeah.
The connection.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. What was your mum's name?
Beautiful. Pardon?
What was your mum's name?
Betty O'Donnell.
How old was she when she passed?
80.
Mm. Oh, she lived a good life. What a good woman she was.
Still a piping. Thank you, Lisa.
That's how we do it. If you've got any stories for us, give us a call. 13 10 60.
They came love it. And they stayed my tingles.
Kizzy and Kate. It's
been a while since we've heard from our man over in Tinseltown.
Hollywood Hughes. Mm. Well, he's... Well, I think it's fair to say he's now the most successful Hollywood reporter going.
Of all time. So when you do hear from him, it's worth it. And
I mean,
about
that
to.
Guy on the Today Show is sort of...
It's not on it anymore. So...
Yes, it is. You're
Richard
fool.
Reed.
No, the other one.
It's on the other... It's
the
Nelson.
The Australian one.
Who?
You know, with the big head.
And Richard Wilkins?
Always, yeah, yeah. He's,
I know. He's based here. I'm talking. No. This, Hollywood Hughes is based in Hollywood. So this
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no one to rival. Anyway. Point.
We'll fire up the satellite to Hollywood Hughes next. It's Hughesy and Kate.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up. Hughesy and Kate.
It's time to catch
it's
up with our
time.
Man in Hollywood.
And now, with all the talk from Tinseltown, it's Dave Hollywood.
Damas und Herren, Messieurs and Mademoiselles, for he is the man who knows that which no one else knows. The darkest, deepest secrets of Hollywood, that which they try to keep hidden. The nose jobs, the... I can't say what sort of jobs, but gather round for it's Dave Hollywood.
Yes, welcome from the other side of the world.
Yes, how is it there?
Well, we've obviously had many issues here in California lately, but we're going to keep this bright and positive.
You know what they say, Hollywood Hughes?
Ooh, yes.
There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low.
The show must go on. And the wheels of Hollywood keep turning. And finally, I, as the knower of all secrets in Hollywood, am able to confirm
yes.
what has been rumoured for a long time.
Yes.
The Taylor Swift, yes, has been travelling around inside a suitcase. And that was confirmed by her lover.
Lover?
Well,
has it been confirmed? She's got a lover.
Oh, her ex-lover? No. Someone she worked with.
Friend, who?
Her friend.
Who's coaching
her friend.
You,
yes, Hollywood? Her friend. Zayn Malik.
What?
He's and they did this song together.
I don't want to live forever, because I know I've been living in vain, and I don't want to fit wherever. I just want to keep calling your name.
So, great song that.
Did they give you a chance to read through your notes, Hollywood?
No, well, Zayn, a good personal friend of mine, has confirmed in the UK Vogue and with me that
yes, yes.
the rumour that went around last year that and there was photos of, and you can look them on the internet, of two bulky guys leaving Taylor's abode with a massive suitcase. There was rumours that she was in that suitcase. And Zayn has confirmed those rumours. And I also now, since he's gone public, I can say, yes, it is true. Taylor Swift, to avoid paparazzi for many months, yes. travelled inside a suitcase.
Crank and up the music, Jack.
Not easy.
Not easy.
Because she's 5'10".
How
she's
big was the suitcase?
It's a big suitcase.
You know what I'm hearing, Hollywood?
What
excess
are you hearing?
Baggage.
Well, she can afford it.
Yes.
Where did she go in the suitcase? I don't know. To the shop. I don't know where she went to the shops. Where she went? She went for travelling, sightseeing.
That's
I don't know.
Like Adele travelling in the giant box.
Did she do that?
Yes. To get, yeah, well, when she was on tour, to get from her backstage area to stage.
Yeah, very similar.
That, because she was performing in the round, she travelled in a giant box. Oh, like where... Kanye West. Oh, no. Sorry, that's a different...
Oh, that's terrible. What? No, Hollywood News won't be a party of those jokes. I know these people, and it's not funny to say that about anyone, let alone someone as beautiful as Kanye's wife.
Why? Him. What does she do?
You know what you were trying to say, and it's a disgrace.
I've be appalled. Never been so offended.
Well, there you go. That's the news.
And that, folks, is a wrap.
How we do it.
Husey and Kate catch up.
Yeah, still here to entertain you all the way, wherever you're headed.
Super pumped up. Elise Knowles of the Block fame, Katie. You remember
you're the original owner of your house.
Yes, she's coming in. She's the most in-demand model in Australia now. So she's taken over from Jennifer Hawkins in the Meyer situation.
We'll have to,
and there's talk of those guys having a fight. We'll ask her about that. Yeah, we will. Yeah.
I won't.
I will. We're mates. I mean, I bought her house. So, you know, I paid off her mortgage, basically. So she owes me. And I get mentioned?
You could also buy a house from Jayhawk.
Oh, yeah, right.
Isn't
her
that
husband's
funny?
A builder as well. Yeah. So, and do I get a mention in her book that she's bringing out? You'd think I would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Might ask her about that. She should be proud of me, shouldn't she?
Well, I'm making notes about all the jobs you're going to do during the Elise Knowles interview. In the meanwhile, I'll enjoy the snack platter that's been brought in for us.
Have you finished that snack platter?
The Cabana's gone. and the blue cheese is gone. The crackers are gone. Now, there's still, of course, there's always hummus at the end.
You know what? I know that when we come back, one of our producers has put her hand up to be semi-regular What Have I Become segment. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could be in that every day with your on-air chowing down, but we let that ride.
I don't think I'm really in this territory.
What have I become?
I mean, the day that I'm not eating during the show is the day that I'll out myself for that.
What has Darcy done?
She said,
I need to just admit to Australia.
A new low, she said. She said, Sasha French, our executive producer, said, I thought yesterday was your lowest point. And Darcy said, no, today was even lower.
What have I become?
We will find out next.
Husey and Kate.
A producer has joined us in the studio because apparently...
What have I become?
Mr. Darcy.
Yep.
Okay, all we know is that we overheard a conversation saying you'd hit a new low, and then one of our other producers, Sasha, said she thought you'd hit the new low yesterday.
Yeah.
But you went lower.
So the new low I couldn't even admit this morning when I came in.
But can I say, Darcy, I don't even know what you're talking about here. And
I don't know matter, either. Something but
it doesn't.
In?
Hang on. But it doesn't matter what it is. It's what you're doing here is great. Admitting your imperfections. Admitting that you are human.
That's why Johnny Cash wrote the song.
This helps everyone.
I feel like it'll be cleansing
especially.
And I want to get it off my chest.
Good.
All right. Well, do we start with the old new low or the new low?
Well, I guess they kind of conjoin.
All right. Well, tell us.
Okay. So yesterday I went to the gym, did my workout.
Because you're doing
12 rounds.
Yeah.
So I'd go before work.
Danny Green's. Yeah. Get involved.
You're loving it, actually.
Yeah,
and you're looking good.
Really
so
easy
is,
to go before
So
work.
Is Casey, our digital guy. He's also addicted to it and he's looking strong.
Are you going to it?
I went with my wife. Me and my wife did it together, which is lovely, and we're going to do it again.
What about the 12 rounds? Thank you, Jack.
You're welcome.
All right.
So
you
done my workout.
Yep.
Started, had a shower, started unpacking my bag to get ready. And then
shower at work?
No, shower at the gym.
Oh. Mm.
So they've got facilities there. So then as I'm unpacking my bag, I realise, oh, God, I've forgotten my shoes, which I've done before, and I just wear my dorky runners and I feel really weird about it.
Yeah, no one notices. Or maybe girls do, but guys don't.
Are you coming straight to work after?
Straight to work. So it's literally I'm supposed to be at work in 15 minutes. And then I realise, oh, my God, I've forgotten my knickers as well.
But you're wearing knickers, though, aren't you?
No, but like
that was yesterday.
It was a big workout, so they were drenched.
You were sweaty.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh god. So then I was kind of wearing.
Can I just say before you go on, I'm going to applaud you for drenching your knickers.
Yeah,
that's someone.
I knew you'd love that.
No, but it's hard work. Someone who drenches their knickers during a workout.
It's hard work, and I looked at them and I thought, I cannot put these back on. No. Anyway, so then I had baggy jeans on, and I was like, oh my god, I'm wearing these weird baggy jeans, and I have no knickers on, and it's
terrible.
Weird.
That was yesterday. All
I
day.
Can't look at you because of the seam.
Yeah,
the seam always.
Yeah, it was weird. So then when I came in, Annabelle was like, "Go down to Coles and buy some."
Oh, good idea.
So I did that. But then I still had the weird runners on, and it was
Well, I thought you had. I don't want to put holes in your straw, but yesterday I thought you were wearing. Activewear.
Yeah, so okay, so then after the undies and the clean undies, Annabelle also mentioned maybe you should just get back in to your activewear so that you're not wearing baggy runners and, baggy jeans and runners.
Oh, she was directing you.
Because I looked like Seinfeld.
Yeah, right.
They were too baggy.
And the activewear looked good.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, that sounds creepy now. But, no, but she mentioned it yesterday.
I did mention it to you,
I didn't just front foot that yesterday.
Really?
No, that's actually inappropriate. So,
is it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, you're the one who remembered.
No, she mentioned it to me.
And you've told her it looks good.
No, I didn't tell her yesterday. I'm telling her now in front of other people. I wouldn't tell her on her own.
That doesn't make it any better.
No, it does make it better because it's a group situation.
Look at
sharing is caring.
Jeffrey Rush, he's ended up in a court case that was on stage.
I don't want to. What's going on there is nothing to do with what's happening here. So, all right, so let's get to
today.
The actress wasn't wearing activewear.
Okay, today, so I literally put all my clothes out on the bed and I sent a photo to Ben and I said, I will not forget anything today.
Yeah, your boyfriend. Yes,
boyfriend Ben. And then I got to the gym, got in the shower and I had no towel.
Oh.
And I was already like too far in.
No.
What do you do there? Do you walk outside and try to find a towel?
No, so I'm already wet from the shower, so I can't go out and ask them if they've got a spare towel. So then eventually I just was like, God, I'm just going to have to shower and see what's out there, out in the bathroom.
Yes.
So then I found a little communal hand towel.
What have I become?
Mr. Darcy.
And you dried yourself with that.
No.
As best as I could.
Not the communal hand towel.
And then I couldn't think about what other people had put on. And then other people that had to use it after me is probably even worse.
Was there a hand dryer in that?
No, just the towel. There was tissues. I looked at the tissues. I'm like, that's going to take a lot.
Could you dry yourself with toilet paper?
It's too absorbent.
And then so now that hand towel is just back on the rack.
You want it to be absorbent.
And then it goes like soggy.
It sticks to you.
Terrible. I've dried myself with a pair of socks once.
So that was my next option.
What have I become?
Well, Mr. I'm glad. Darcy.
I would love the story. We need more gym stories of girls forgetting things at gyms. That's what we need.
Now that's inappropriate.
And do they all need to feature the word drenched?
What? If they do, I want the honest truth. It's all we want. It's all we want. Here or in court. That's what we want.
Kizzy and Kate.
Guys, Elise Knowles, the lovely, beautiful Elise Knowles, has a brand new book. It's called From Me to You. It's available in bookstores right now. And she's joining us in the studio right now.
Hello. Have some applause. I think this is your first book, isn't it?
Very first book.
Jack makes it sound like...
She's a published author. Multiple.
Like me, 26.
Like you're J.K. Rowling. And there's the latest in your instalment.
Well,
first
it could be
and
the
one
first.
And only.
So you don't think there's plenty more where this came from?
Oh, there might be, but I reckon I've got to live another 20 years.
That's
a full 26 years of my life in there.
Yeah, right. And it is too, because you've been very frank in the book. Mm-hmm. But I love what you said about when you were looking back at your own youth as a model, mm-hmm. that you were idolising total strangers for the most superficial reasons, mm-hmm. which is not healthy. You said you want to be inspired by people because of their voices, their opinions, their lifestyles and their hearts, not because of the size and shape of their limbs.
Exactly right. And
that's very hard, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's what our generation is so surrounded by these days. You know, you've got social media where everyone's posting their absolute best picture of themselves, and who knows these days whether they edit them or not. So,
or they woke up looking like that.
Yeah, most likely not.
Yes.
But it's just, taking a step back and really realising that we got to love each other for who we are deep inside, and we're all got amazing personalities, and it's not what she looks like or what she's got. It's more, you know, what she achieving. Is she pushing for big goals? And I really attract to people like that.
What about Emily Ratajkowski, who's just come here for the International GQ. She won International GQ Woman of the Year. What has she done apart from, she done a lot? I don't know if she has.
Well,
I mean, she looks great.
For you to insist that we talk about her every day this week. Elise, honestly, is jammed.
What have you been looking at more like?
Exactly.
Yeah, but well, I'm looking at her, but does she deserve to win International Woman of the Year from GQ magazine?
I haven't quite followed her success, but she has done quite well and she does have a very big image that stands out. You know who she is. She's beautiful.
Can we mention the block for a second? Because I did buy your house. This was last year's block.
Wow. Guess who the buyer was of house five? Hughesy. He only registered this morning.
I know.
So cooking him dinner that day on the challenge was a good result, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you won the block when I bought your house, Elise, yes?
Yes, thanks for that.
I know.
Yes. That was a game changer.
That was a game changer. Would that be, I thought that might have been a big enough moment in your life to give me at least one mention in your book.
Not one. What happened? Oh, maybe I'll have to rewrite it for you.
Well, can we, once this one sells out and you have to reprint, I'd love just a little, even like a couple of sentences of.
Oh, you can have a full image next book. You can have a full image.
I should have thought of. I should have realised that Hughesy was going to go through looking for a mention of himself.
Now, are you enjoying my sunglasses? If you're not going to mention them, I'm going to have to mention them.
They are pretty cool there. You're inside, though. I don't get it.
Well, you put them on just when you were coming in.
Are you trying to look cool?
You're one of Australia's top models. What's the most you've ever paid for a pair of sunglasses?
$500.
All right, guess how much they were.
What? No more than $500, please.
Have a guess.
Dude.
Higher. Oh,
$850.
Not that much. $801. So.
Well, so.
Yeah.
That's a statement.
Thank you.
You're wearing them every day?
I am getting my value.
Good,
absolutely. Whether it's cloudy or not, I'm wearing those sunglasses.
He's hardly ever worn sunglasses before, so he's excited.
You know, I wish I wore glasses ever since I was a little kid because now I've got growths on my eyeballs and I've been blinded.
Pterygiums?
Yes.
So
what?
Do you?
We couldn't be more connected,
honestly.
Did you mention that in your book?
No, but I'm actually having them cut off a week before Christmas.
That's my future as well. So you won't be able to work for a few weeks, will you, after you get them cut off?
No, I did it right before Christmas holidays.
But you, with your burgeoning fame, you're the ambassador for so many products now and different sort of companies. Can you clear up there's no bad blood between you and Jennifer Hawkins with the Maya thing?
No way. That was a load of smack. And we've spent a lot of days together with Maya. And it's been awesome. And we kind of put that aside because, you can't let the media get to you. Otherwise, you'll fall in a
it's
hole.
It's quite destructive, isn't it?
It
makes both parties feel strange, even though
nothing's ever happened between
us. Right. Because that would break Hughesy's heart because he could never be caught in a tussle between you and Jayhawk. He'd be devastated.
Is that why you've been working on your guns?
Well, I want to impress. There's no doubt. But, you're both great people. But you are such a great attitude for someone who's doing so well, and we're looking forward to what's next. Is it going to be a big 2019?
It's going to be huge. No more books. Done and dusted. From me to you is the one and only.
You know what I'm taking away from you? Don't ever write a book. It doesn't sound like it was the funnest thing you've ever done.
Well, it's weird as. You've got to go through your whole life
and
think, what did I actually do and what do I believe in and what do I stand for?
Well, you heard it here first. Elise is not doing another book, so make sure you get your hands on this one.
Right.
From Me to You is available in bookstores right now. Elise, thanks for your time.
Congratulations.
Well done.
Have a river day.
Well, that's it for us for another afternoon
of fun. We're dropping
you
at your door, wherever that may be.
Now, Katie, if anyone's in Sydney tomorrow during the day and wants to come to see Hughesy We Have a Problem get filmed live with some of Australia's best comedians, go to the Hughesy We Have a Problem Facebook page now.
Can't recommend it highly enough. Such a fun show live.
Get there now, people.
Terrible on TV, but live.
If you miss any show podcast, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Catch up on Hughesy and Kate in comfort and style with a pair of Skechers' new Go Run Mojo trainers. See the range at skechers.com.au.
Want more Hughesy and Kate? Download the HIT app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au. Hughesy.